Okay, let's get into Shop Staf Kuf Beis, and today what we're going to talk about is the sugya of Binyan Bekalim. Binyan Bekalim, we touched on it a little bit earlier when we spoke about Binyan Be'ochlin. That came up when we spoke about making cheese. That was a couple of weeks ago on Daf Tzadi Hey. The other cases, Megabe, Mishamai, Mechayev, we spoke about. But today we're going to get into Binyan Bekalim. So where does this come up? A few places, but it comes up right here in Shabbos Kubeis Mabes. Good. Says the Mishnah started off, Boneh, this is Perek HaBoneh. Boneh Kami Yivne V'Yechayev. How much do you have to build in order to be Yechayev? HaBoneh Kol Shehu. Even a tiny amount is of the malacha is going to be chayiv, any shear. The Ritva even is mayor here that this is really like a new beginning in the Masechta, because the past couple of dafim, really from daf ayin vav all the way until here, it's been about hotzah. So the Ritva says, kasha li lama herik kol kach, lisniya bona kol shehu. Chayiv. Why do you have to say kama yivne v'hei chayiv abona kol shuv yishlama to be shum ad hashda orech tuva bekul hu hani pirki b'dini hotzah v'tol doseha. We've been thinking about hotzah for so long. Lefishi muchudesh es v'nami malacha d'shri chatvei, as we spoke about on Davez, ki hadar hashda lefrushe idach avos pasach bu kaman de pasach meikara. So we go, we have a new beginning, because this is now we're getting into all the other malachas. So the Mishnah says that any binyan is going to be chayev a kol shehu. Remember, we discussed also back on Daf Ayin Gimel the discussions of the shear for malacha. Maybe choresh and zoreya are different than the other ones, but here the Mishnah says beferish any type of little amount. And what's a little amount? Even making a tiny hole. But later on the Daf, the Gemara quotes a couple of machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Misates bishamayim chayev. Misates, chiseling. What is chiseling chayev for? Which malacha? Rav amar mishum bone, ushmuel amar mishum make bepatish. Okay? The final hammer finishing, or the malacha bone. Ha'osa nekev alushal tarnagolim. If somebody makes a nekev in a lul of a tarnagolim, it's a chicken coop, and you make a hole in it in order to allow the chickens to breathe, or to let us out some of the smell. Rav Amar Mishem Bonish, Rav Amar Mishem Achav Epatish. Fine. But the third one is the one that interests us now. Ayol Shufta Bekufina Demara. If somebody puts a handle into an hoe, some type of kli. So, Rav Amar Mishem Bonah, Shmuel Amar Mishem Achav Epatish. Rav says Bonah, and Shmuel there says Achav Epatish as well. So, the question is, that all the Rishonim ask here is that Rav. Rav says Mishem Bonah, but we know that the Gemara tells us in Beitza, Ein binyan bekalim. There is no malacha bona when it comes to kalim, only something that's attached to the ground, something that's mechubar, like a house. So that's where there's bona. But if somebody builds something in a kli, like here, Pasha's is in a kli, right? You're putting a handle into the hoe, so isn't that binyan bekalim? And we know ein binyan bekalim. So how could Rav say that this is chayiv mishum bona? So that's our discussion, and there are going to be three or four suggestions that are given for this issue. So four ideas. Number one, Rav Haigon and others, Rav Hananel. Rav Haigon is quoted here in the Rashba, and that is that it's a machlokas, right? Even though the Gemara says ein binyan bekalim, and that's true according to certain Tanoim, that the malacha of bona has part of its definition has to be bekarka, but Rav argues on that. Rav argues on that. Right, that is what the Rashba quotes from Rav Haigon right here on our daf. Rabbeinu Haigon zal kasav Rav amar mishum bona v'yafagav dekliyu ksavar Rav yesh binyan bekalim. Yesh binyan bekalim. Fizeh, and based on this, hadasan hasa beisil matirin chlomar leskopas a menorah, beisil over there in Beitza that allows you to stand up the menorah, and the Gemara says the issue of yesh binyan bekalim or ain binyan bekalim, less leila Rav hachin, Rav does not hold of that suggestion, that's the pshat of machloka b'shamay beisil al. El ksavar dafil beisil asfir lu yesh binyan bekalim. Right, no, even Beis Hillel says there would be an issue of boneh. Why is that mutter by the menorah? It must be because he goes, that's not boneh. Just standing up, zekifa sa menorah, delo mechzi lu zekifa lachud, kibinyan, kiva delo nisparka klal. And therefore, fundamentally, Rav would say that machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not about binyan mekelim, because everybody would say, yesh binyan mekelim. There's the Yerushalmi also here in the beginning of Haboneh that seems to give that possibility as well. But if this is all true, then we have a fundamental machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh binyan mekelim or ein binyan mekelim, and what's the definition of a malacha of bona. Does a malacha of bona have to do with something connected to the ground, with building something, or not? Even by kelim, it exists, it has the malacha of bona. Okay, but that is a das yachid, really a minority shita. But other Rishonim, Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, have other chilukim. Tosfos first, let's read right here. Tosfos says, "I mind the al shufta bekufina, Rav says mishum bona, the Alva got the kaim alein binyan mekelim." And even though the Gemara says in Beita on daf yud as a davar pashit, there's no binyan mekelim. Oh, Mary, dainu dafka bahachzaras bachetrisin. That's only by putting things back. Bahachzaras treason. What was that case over there where they used to have wares in the shuk and they used to take off the front of their stores, like the there was a board that blocked the stores that locked it up. They used to take it off when they had the store open and put it down and put their wares on it and then put it back up after they were done. So that is a case where we would say Abinyam Mekelim, because that's just putting something together. Bachzaras Bate Treason. Obin Menorah Shalchulios, or a menorah that has to be put together, the parts of it. A lamp. Aval Binyan Gamur, Mechayev Bekelim, Kamo Bekarka. But Binyan Gamur, so then meaning you build the whole thing, so that's Chayev even in Kelim also. Kidam Rinam Sopar Akira, like it says in Kira, the Daf Mem Zayin Aman Aleph, Gabi Mita Shaltarsiyim, this type of bed, Im Taka Chayev Chatas, Umasar Kanei Menorah Chayev Chatas. What malacha is that? If you're putting the bed back together, the Karen Agula, the Ein Chilik, Ben Kinyan, Ben Kelim Lekarka, Elva Makam Shein Chizik V'umnis. When is there a chiluk between kelim and karka? If it's not something professional that is very hard to put back together, so then we would say only karka. Dibikli lo chashiv binyan, ubekarka chashiv binyan. If it's not something so professional, then we would say, okay, only by karka that's nechshav binyan, like standing up a couple of rocks to make a tower on the ground. But when it comes to kelim, that would be not nechshav binyan. But if it's something more serious that requires an uman, so then that would be called binyan, even when it comes to Caleb. So that is Tosfos. Lishitaso, by the way, Rashi rejects this. On Daf Mem Zayin, Amid Aleph, Rashi seems to say, Ein binyan b'kelim klal, period. And that's why the raya that Tosfos brings about the Mita Shaltarsiyim, if you look there, back on Daf Mem Zayin, when Rashi explains this Gemara, Rashi says, no, it is not for Bona. Chayev Chatas, Rashi says, Hu tchilaso v'gamro. V'nimsa osek kli v'chayev mishum makeh bepatish. Av l'chol gomri malacha. You completed the malacha. V'lo mishum binyin. Dei binyin mekelim. Right? Ein binyin mekelim. And therefore Rashi says here, and Rashi says elsewhere, that in Maseches Beitza, that ein binyin mekelim totally. Even when you're making the entire kli, and even when you have to use fancy umnis to be able to put it back together. That is Tosfos. The Rashba, the Ramban also have similar, again, they're slightly lukim, but within their focus, but they also say that there is some type of binyan mekelim. But Tosfos focused on the element of expertise putting it back together. Expertise. While the Ramban and the Rashba focus on not just expertise, but if you're creating the entire item. You're creating. The Yeshlon of the Tarate, says the Ramban, Techiyam Rinayim Binyan Bekelim Hanimili Beklishin is Parek, Kemenorah Shel Chulios, where you're putting something back together that was made of parts. It was together, now you're putting it back. Avalhacha, Ose Kli, O Misakein Kli Mitchiloso, putting the handle in the hoe for the first time. It's not a Kli beforehand, and now you're making it into a Kli? So there's no Binyan when it comes to Kelim, but there is what the Ramban calls, there's Asiyah when it comes to Kelim. Avalhacha ose kli o misakin kli mitchilaso ein lecha binyan gadol mizeh vein ze nikra binyan mekelim sharei eino kli aval ose kli mikri, right? This is ose kli the efshar, and then he says it's possible what Tosfos says also, right? What the Tosfos said the Therish, but the Ramban, the Rashba have it as a possibility. The Ef Shalafida Asusha called Klisha Zorchuman Bachazaroso Machayev Alam Shembone Da Havile Ki Ose Kli Mitchiloso. If you're a professional, like Ose Kli Shari Mishashu Dispari Veina Hedyo Yochalach Zero Batel Mitoras Kli. Once it's taken apart, and now you need an expert to put it back together, so it doesn't have the status of a Kli anymore. When you put it back together, it now is called a Kli, and therefore. Says the Tosfos buffet explicitly, and Vadai, and the Ramban, and the Rashba have as a possibility, that is shita where we would say there is binyan b'kelim even in this case. We have another possible model. We have a model where we know that if you need an uman to put it back together, that's called asiyas kli. Remember by tevilas kelim, right? There's a big shayla sometimes of how to tovel certain electrical appliances. Right? It would be ruined if you put it in the water. So there's a gamut of postgames. Some say it doesn't need to be toveled if it's going to be ruined. Right? You don't have to. You have a limit about how much you have to spend on a mitzvah zasei. So here, if it's going to be ruined, then it doesn't make sense to be toveled because then you're never going to be able to use it. Some other minority of post mafarshim say maybe if it's only usable when it's plugged in, that it doesn't have the status of a kli because it's mechubar and it loses the status of a kli when it is plugged in. Okay, others say to try to tovel the surface that touches the food, but there are those that have us another suggestion. Why don't you take it apart and then put it back together? And then it's called asiyah b'yad Yisrael. But the question is, how do you take it apart? Just take out one screw and put back one screw? That's not called taking it apart. So the Mefarshim explain, it has to be taken apart. The poskim that suggest this say, it has to be taken apart in a way that you need a professional to put it back. Because then that's called asiya b'yad Yisrael. Right? If it's just taken apart a little bit, and then you put it back together, and even a head yod could put it back together, so then that's not called making the kli. But if it's an uman that needs it, so then that would have significance. Again, it all might be based also on the idea of chol hamoed. There's a malacha of chol hamoed, which maleches uman is one of the descriptions of what is a problem. So again, these are also areas where we have this concept that comes up in other contexts of halacha. The Rashba, when he quotes this line, though, he has an added line which we already mentioned earlier when we spoke about binyan ba'ochlin. So the Rashba says here, ubazen ichali. The fact that he quotes this idea of his Rebbe, the Ramban, that even though ain binyan mekalim, but if you make the entire kli, so then there is binyan mekalim. Ubazen ichali hadarina lal perak amatznia. That which we said earlier back on Dafsadi Hey, to megabein chay mishum bone, making cheese can be bone. So if you remember, some Rishonim said ain binyan mekalim. If there's no binyan mekalim, surely there's no binyan ba'ochlin. That's what Rashba says here. Sorry, it's a Rashba. If ain binyan mekalim, hey chef shesh binyan ba'ochlin. Ella. It must be that there is binyan b'kelim if you make the entire kli. So therefore, if you make the entire piece of cheese, you make the entire ochel, you put the raw materials together and make the ochel, so then that would be a problem too. But this is all shot number two. What do you do with our Gemara where Rav says yesh binyan b'kelim? Seems to say yesh binyan b'kelim by putting the handle into the hoe. Don't we say ain binyan b'kelim? So number one, maybe Rav argues on that, and he would have a different interpretation of that. Machlokas beis shammai beis hillel. Number one. Number two, there is binyan b'kelim in certain cases. Tosas the Rashba, if you make the whole kli, if it's a professional that you need to put it back together, so that's called asiyas kol kli, and that would be a problem of binyan b'kelim. The Yerayim, Blessed Be Matz, has a different shot, which is not the pashtus of the Gemara, but the Yerayim in Chelik Beis. It's on page 280 in the Yerayim, where he talks about when the Gemara really ain't binyan b'kelim. Ain't binyan b'kelim. Rav says there's a binyan when it comes to putting the handle in. He doesn't really mean there is bona. He just means there isn't makeh b'patish. Right? Shmuel says makeh b'patish. So when he says bona, he's not really saying his own shita. He's just saying, contrasting it. Well, if anything, it would be bona, but it's not. But it's for sure not makeh b'patish because you didn't finish. That's how the Yerayim understands. Hachi pirusho, Rav Amar Mishim bona, pirish, mara zeus, mechuseres binyan. What does it mean, bona? This mara, this ho, is lacking binyan b'chisaron shufta. Hilkach ein bo iser makeh b'patish. She'eno nikra makeh b'patish, el b'davar, she'eno mechuser binyan. Makeh b'patish is only when you're not lacking anything. Shakas patishu la'achar gmar binyan. V'lo amar rav mishum bona, lomar, she'yesh chiyav bona b'davar. It's not that Rav means that there is bona, daha ein stira ubinyan b'kelim. V'lo amrina mishum bona, elo lahasiro mita makeh b'patish. Shehu la'achar binyan. So this is a little difficult to read into the words, but again, it shows a conviction of how the Yerayim thinks it's impossible to think that there is binyan mekalim. It's impossible. Nobody would ever say that. Ain't binyan mekalim. And he would say there's no binyan mekalim, even in Tosfos' case. He's not accepting of these chilukim that might exist. But it shows such conviction to reread the Gemara, right? Reread sources because of the conviction that he has in his shita. Good, but that is the Shita of the Yoreim. And finally, the fourth idea, the Balamar mentions here, before we get to a little bit of the Rambam, the Balamar mentions here in Daf Lamed Zayin, and Aleph and Daf Arif, maybe Ein Binyan B'Kelim is only when you're putting a number of Kelim on top of each other. But if you're making one Kli, similar to what Tosu says, but a little slightly different. Ein Binyan B'Kelim, Ani Mili B'Shnei Kelim, Ze Al Gabi Ze, Kogon Shita Tevu Migdal, Shehuz Karu, Shederach Bnei Adam Laso Sam Tachtiyim Shniyim Ushlishim, Ava B'Kli Echad, Divrei HaKol Yesh Binyan. Karav da Amar Chaim Mishambon, if you're making one kli. Similar to what Tosfos says, but not exactly. Tosfos earlier, on Daf Ayin Dalet, said the same idea here as Tosfos says here, but then he adds and leaves one question. Leaves with one question. Ayin Dalet, Mabez, back in Klal Gadol. Tosfos said, what was that case? Remember that case? That was a case of, have your chayiv. You can make a barrel and you can be chayiv 11 chatos. You make an oven and you're chayiv 8 chatos. And the Rashi goes through all of the malachos that you're chayiv when you make a barrel, right? You have to grind the dirt, that's tochet, and you have to sift it, and that's borer, and then you have to knead it, and that's lush, and you have to smear it, and that's mimache. Go through all of them. And Rashi adds, there's no makom patish, because me'eleha nigmara malachto betanur. Okay, that's not our topic now. But Tosfos there discusses, what about, and Rashi says there also, what about bona? Ein binyan b'kelim. Ein binyan b'kelim. That's what Rashi says on the sixth wide line. Umishim bona leke l'chiyuva. In this whole list of malachas, bona is not one of them. Lo b'chavis, lo b'tanur, v'lo b'kaveris. De ein binyan b'kelim. There's no binyan b'kelim. And there, even though you're making the whole kli. That was Rashi Shita. Tosfos, Pirish Rashi, the Shimbona Lomachai, the Imini Mekilim, the Einira. Tosfos says, no, I don't think this is true. The Dafka Mamachser Mito Menara Shalchulios. Only if you're putting something back together, we say Imini Mekilim. Avokisha Osa Lagamre Kalakli, Machai Mishimbona. Damrina Beresha Bona. It quotes our Gemara. Haimanda Ayo Shufta Bakafina, Damar Chai Mishimbona. And therefore, Tosfos says, no, Bona would be one of the Malachas here in the list of 7 or 11. But then Tosfos says, Vitzarech Iyun, what about this case? Lo likshim yimenafeach b'kli schuches to so pirkin. If you look in the end of our parak, you look on Daf Ayin Heim Abayz, what about blowing glass? Blowing glass, the Gemara says, is makke b'patish. If you blow glass, and you form it into a kli, makke b'patish. Menafeach b'kli schuches, haim shemakke b'patish, that is the Gemara Ayin Heim Abayz. They ask Tosfos, but if I hold that asiyas kol kli is bona, so then why isn't that bona? Right, you're making the whole kli by glass. Right? Why is that only makom patish? So Tosfos just leaves it pitzarech yin. The Merkavas Mishnah says, well, maybe by glass you're not really making the whole kli. You've made a kli, but now you're just expanding it or narrowing it. You're playing with the shape, but maybe that's not creation in that case. Okay, one suggestion. The Evan Azel, Revisa Zalman in Hilchos Shabbos, has another suggestion. And he bases it on the Rambam's definition of bona. The Rambam in Yud Gimel says that, and this is the case that brings all of these unusual bona cases, Ha'osa el kavua, if somebody makes a permanent ol, that's tolda of bona v'chayef. So why is that only a tolda and not an av? Next case. V'chena osa kli adam, if you make a kli made out of dirt, kigon tanur v'chavis, kodem sheyisrefu, like an oven or a barrel before it is put into the kiln, harizet tolda's bona v'chayef. That's also tolda's bona and your chayef. So if you make an ol kavua, and if you make a kli like tanur viki rayim, so then you would be chayav for toldas bonus. Ask the Rabban Evan Azal, why the only avos, and also why is it that the Rambam feels the need to mention examples of tanur and kirayim? Why mention examples, right? Tanur and chavis, right? Why just say kalim? If you say making a whole kli is going to be a bona, so why have to list tanur and chavis? So he says, look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin. The Rambam says, what's the definition of the malacha bona? Perek Zayin, halacha vav. The Rambam says that bona is shekol hamekabetz chelek el chelek v'dava kakol ad sheyasu guf echad hareza doma lebinyan. Bona means taking different parts and putting them together. That is the malacha. That's the Rambam where he talks about each malacha going to the essence of what the malacha is. But the Rambam says binyan is gathering pieces together until you make a guf echad. So says Rav Isser Zalman. For the malacha of av malacha of boneh, you need two parts. You need gathering pieces together, kibbutz chalakim, and you need a structure that you've built from these pieces. The two examples given in the Rambam only have one and not the other. By putting up an ohel is not kibbutz chalakim zelazeh, but it is making a structure. That's why it's a tolda abone. Or the examples of kli and the case of tanur and chavis, those cases he suggests is the other one, you have the putting together, but you don't have the structure of like an ohel. Al chvize nicha shaper tikra malacha de bone hu bone binyan shal karchach yish bo shnei yonim echad shu ose ohel kavua napei shu makabit chelak al chelak v'nimsa da ose ohel kavua be'emes eino ela tolda v'anu shu doma la'av b'miksaso v'anu asiyasa ohel kavua v'chein ha'magabin es ha'gvino. What about putting making cheese? Hu gam ken tolda de bone. And he says that's why also the glass case, you're not being makabetz kli davar el davar, and you're not making an ohel, so you don't have any of them, and that's why it's not the malacha of boneh. But those would be the two ingredients to boneh, getting the pieces together and building an ohel. Okay, there's a lot more, but again, these are some of the ideas regarding binyan bekelim.